All quiet on the Western Front. Life is good. Been home plenty. Baby is healthy. Baby mama is happy and grief-free. It seems that this parenting partnership thing might be panning out okay. For now, I'll take that. It's my unconventional life. Jetzt. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Well, I don't know what to say. Everything seems to be fine. I know, sounds a bit pessimistic or cynical. Like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Do you know what that means? I never knew for the longest time. I actually looked it up. It means waiting for a seemingly inevitable event and alludes to someone being awakened by a neighbour, loudly dropping a shoe and waiting for the other one to follow. It comes from the early 1900s when people lived in close proximity in New York tenements. So there you go. Education. Yay. You're welcome. Anyways, be that as it may, I do feel still internally, I'm still a little anxious about Aries' emotions. And I'll be honest, she's been as good as gold recently. Since I acquiesced to the new financial terms of our agreement and since her last worst blow up, she has been super cool. Sometimes feels like we started afresh. And perhaps that's what she's trying to do. It's just, I'm the sort of person who has trouble forgetting what people say or do to me. Because for me, my word is sacrosanct. And I choose my words carefully and struggle often because of that to express my feelings for fear of upsetting others. I think, really, I really mean what I say. David Data talks about it in The Way of the Superior Man, how guys, or perhaps, to be politically correct, people with masculine energy say what they mean and live by it, whereas women, or people with feminine energy, speak how they feel in the moment and aren't concerned if that changes in time. And I'd have to say that I have quite a strong feminine energy, but in regard to my word, I'm all masculine. There's very little room for nuance. But that's one thing I've learned from Amelia recently, who, by the way, looks exactly like me as a baby. What I've learned from Amelia is that emotions pass. Sometimes she will scream bloody murder. Like I took her to a coffee shop this week and she was wonderful and we took a walk around the neighbourhood, literally stopping to smell some roses. But then when I tried to put her back in the car seat, she went absolutely berserk. Like fits of tears and blood-curdling screams. And I was scared to death that someone was going to think I was like kidnapping her or hitting her. So I picked her up and held her and walked around a bit, and eventually she fell asleep, and the whole not wanting to be in the car seat thing, totally gone. And I think that this is an extreme version of what we see sometimes as adults, where people will say things or act certain ways that are emotionally true to them in that moment. But then with time, the emotion will fade and change and dissipate. I need to remember that. I think if I look back on my childhood, my formative years, I never had any experience of that. My parents were always very level-headed and rational with me. My sister, on occasion, would try to irritate me, but it would soon pass to apathy, and while I, of course, still resent her for crying so much when I wanted to watch the Royal Rumble because it meant she couldn't watch Mississippi Burning, that my dad stopped us from watching either. I know this is a lesson that I need to learn, that I should have learned by my age a long time ago. But I'm such an empath. Or pussy. Nonetheless, Amelia continues to be the delight of my life. I watched her Saturday night so Eric could go out with a friend, and I kept having to go in and check on her. I found myself just standing next to her crib in the darkness, trying to make out whether her chest was still rising and falling or some other sign of life. She's just incredible. When she smiles, it's like your heart opens up. I just booked our first trip as a family. Harry and Amelia are coming the road for a couple of days with me when my mum and sister are in town too. And it's how I originally imagined things, us taking the occasional trip as a family. But with the emotions that accompany the end of any sexual relationship, it will be interesting to see how we will share a room and stuff like that as strictly platonic parenting partners. I'm sure it's going to be fine. We seem perfectly comfortable around each other recently, and I can see it staying like this. At least until she or I start dating someone seriously, perhaps. And to be honest, we both have such limited time to do so, I'm not sure if and when that could ever happen. After 2 weeks on Mark Manson's no porn, masturbation once a week routine, my libido does feel very strong, but more so, I just feel a lot healthier, mentally as well as physically. I know in Tantra, the Chinese do believe in semen retention. But be that as it may, I'm still no closer to finding a lover. Not that I'm really looking. Well, I must admit, look, for the time being, I'm going to employ a certain sense of sensitivity and prudence in such discussions. I know that's a conflict when doing a podcast about sexual expression, but I feel for now it's the lesser of two evils. So I hope that makes sense. And I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone, a blessing, every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.